Welcome, everyone, to our monthly global water healing meditation. This is Mary J. Getten, and I will be your hostess today. You know, this is a gathering that we do each first Friday of the month to enhance our daily practice of sending loving, healing energy to the waters of this planet. And anytime you get you have some time to do some of this work, if you'd like to check the list of recordings we have on our website, globalwaterhealing.org, there's an archive on there of 4 years of meditation. So there's a lot to choose from. You can just go there and pick one and sit back, relax, and be guided through a very unique and different healing process. So our facilitator today, our meditation is going to be led by Kai Altair. And Kai was with us one time last year. I'm really excited she's back. She's an amazing person, and she is a shamanic practitioner, and she's a teacher of active dreaming and a Reiki master, a meditation instructor. She studied with Robert Moss, who, if any of you know, he's a totally amazing, renowned dream teacher. So he's the creator of active dreaming, which is sort of a synthesis of dream work and shamanism. So Kai's got a great way of doing things. And she's also a performance artist, a writer, and a composer of electronic and acoustic sacred music. So she spends a lot of time traveling the world in pursuit of musical and spiritual adventures. And so I am really excited to have her here with us today to share a meditation for healing the earth. So, Kai, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Mary. That was such a nice intro. Hello, everyone. I'm so honored and happy to be here with you guys today. This is the subject that is closest to my heart in all of the things that I do. I feel that one of my greatest callings in life is to assist in the healing of the waters of the world. So it means so much to be here with people who I know feel the same, and to take this very active and important measure of using the power of our minds and our spirits and our hearts to generate and send healing energy to the waters of the world. And so I've got a nice meditation for us today that's going to focus on purification and transformation of the waters. And I'll be incorporating not only the physical waters of our earthly world, but the waters of the world behind the world, where the unseen beings and the unseen realms reside, as they are also there to help us and help our planet, and to help and are in need of our own help, as was brought up by one of the members who came in today. So we'll just begin by finding a comfortable position. So you want to get your body in a place, either sitting or lying, where your spine is aligned and you can feel connected to the earth. So feeling that you can bring a sense of openness to the area around the neck and shoulders, letting your chin drop down and the back of the neck open. Just beginning by taking a few deep breaths into the chest and belly. And just arriving here in this moment, feeling ourselves very present in whatever space we find ourselves in. We're going to be preparing to lift off from this place to a dreamlike reality where we can manifest healing energies. But before we do that, we'll just arrive here. So feeling your body, feeling the earth, feeling the reciprocal nature between the earth and your body, the way that your body presses down against the earth and the earth rises to meet you. Noticing the air around your body, the temperature of it. Especially the air above your head and the space above your head. Maybe inside the building you're in or if you're outside. I'm feeling that above that space above your head there is a great sky, and above that a great cosmos. And just feeling yourself at the center of that, feeling yourself as the bridge between earth and sky. Your heart at the very center of that. And just sending a few breaths into your heart. And from this place of center, we call to our ancestors, to our guardians, to the guardians of this planet, the animals and plants and minerals that support us on our path, to our teachers and the teachers of our teachers. Please surround us in your light and assist in our visualization and meditation and communication to each other and between worlds. May our doors and gates and paths be open, and the doors and gates between the worlds. And may the doors and gates and paths of any who wish to do us or those we love any harm be closed. May it be so. Now, in this safe and charged space that we find ourselves in, I'm going to allow our inner screen to turn on. So sometimes this can be assisted in activation through closed eyes. And as your eyes are closed, you can kind of turn the gaze upwards towards the middle of the forehead. You may find that this helps in activating the imagery in the mind. We're going to allow for the feeling of our physical body to become soft. And for the images and feelings in our visionary state and our dream bodies to become stronger. And from this place, we're going to call up an image of a body of water that we feel very connected to. It could be a place that you know by the ocean. It could be a stream or a river, lake or a pond. A place that you have felt very connected to, perhaps in your childhood or somewhere you visit right now. And I'm going to imagine that we're sitting on the bank or the shores of that place. We're going to take a few breaths with that water, connecting to that body of water. And even if it's just a little rivulet of a stream or small body of water, we're going to imagine that there's just a mini tide that we can connect our breath to, a lapping at the shores of the place that we are sitting on the land. We're going to feel as though as the water goes out, we can send our breath out as though we're blowing the water back into its body. And as we breathe in, the water comes towards us. And this is a meditation you can do at any time to calm the bodies of the waters of your own body and to connect with the energy of water. So we're just gonna imagine that a few times, and we're gonna keep our attention right at the tip of the breath and right on the edge of that water that we can see within our mind's eye. So again, we're breathing out. We see the water moving out. Breathing in. It moves towards us as though our body is filling with its energy. Exhaling. Seeing that water move towards itself. Moving out. And inhaling. Seeing the water move towards you. And just keeping with that, feeling that you can keep your attention just on the tip of your breath. just on the edge of that stream of water. And you might begin to notice that the larger body of water that this vision that you can see before you is attached to is becoming much more still, much more calm. And that as your breath connects to the water, there is a stillness, peacefulness that is descending upon your body and the waters of your body, and upon the waters that you can see in front of you. So we're just generating this energy of connection and peace, feeling maybe a gentle smile beginning to curl at the edge of your lips, and just feeling that good feeling that you get when you have been and are in front of this beautiful body of water that you love so dearly. And we're going to kind of call up some of those feelings that you may have of remorse or sadness for the state of the beings of our planet, the waters of our planet. You might allow yourself just for one moment to remember an experience that has brought you to this work, an experience that reminded you how much the waters need us right now. It's been something you saw on TV or an experience of seeing great loss in an ocean or pollution in waters that you have known and loved. Whatever it may be, just for one moment, just to activate that feeling in the heart, allow it to rise up. Allow for that powerful healing energy that comes along with sadness to be present. It's the kind of thing that can activate you towards action. And instead of letting it overpower you in this moment, you can know that in this moment you're going to take action to heal that wound, to heal a wound that you feel within yourself, and in so doing to heal and send healing energy to the wound and the many wounds that you know are present in the waters of our world. Just feeling that softening in the heart, maybe a physical feeling, maybe even that sensation of tears that prick the eyes, closing of the throat, just allowing yourself to physically be with that. And breathing with the waters, knowing that you're close by. Now we're going to connect to some very real and very present healing powers that are always available to ourselves and to our planet, to the waters of our planet. We might imagine that we can step into the waters now and allow ourselves to be in the water in any way that feels best to us. You might sit slightly submerged. You might float out on a little boat. You might lay and float on your back in the water. You might swim. You might feel that your way of connecting when you're in non-ordinary realities to change your form into some sort of water creature and find that you can swim beneath the water. Whatever feels right to you, in any way you would like, find yourself moving into the water now and find yourself experiencing the heightened state of awareness that comes along with that, the sensation of joyfulness, playfulness, of an expanded energy throughout your body and mind. And feel that below you, in this body of water, you can sense the heat rising from the earth. And it is the living force of our Mother Earth. It is her life force, her heartblood. We've seen these incredible images of of the lava coming from Mother Pele in Hawaii recently. And we can know now so clearly what this energy that resides within the earth looks like. And we can sense as we are in this dream image that beneath the earth there is this powerful force of life. Within the earth there is a living being. And as we float in the water, we can use the power of our intention and our will and our prayerful longing to ask for that energy of life force to begin to rise, for the healing, activating, transforming energies of the Earth Mother to rise, not necessarily literally in the form of active lava, but in the form of her presence, of her life force, of her ability to transform. And we can feel that as we send our energies to her, she responds. And as we float in this water, we can feel a heartbeat coming, a gentle vibration of love that is emanating from the center of the earth. And that by us noticing her, she notices us. And there is a force that becomes stronger. And it begins to emanate up and into the waters. And the waters are activating. And the waters are responding. The living presence of the life force of the water is becoming rejuvenated, and it is transforming and beginning to swirl around us in little rivulets and circles. And we can feel that energy is moving not only through the physical waters, but through etheric waters and through the waters and the world behind the world. And that this living presence of the Mother Earth is so strong that she feeds all the worlds, that she feeds our physical reality, and she feeds the many realities of the water worlds that reside in the unseen lands, and the peoples who live there, and the beings who live there, the non-ordinary beings who support our world, and are also fed by this powerful energy of the Mother. And we may feel that they notice us as we call forth this energy of the earth, and that they are able to join us in calling forth these energies. And through that, there is a magnification of this beautiful energy of the Mother, as though the Mother is holding the waters of the world the way she might hold a child, and that she is soothing and calming and nourishing and bringing new life force, all from below, all from within, as though there is a force just surging upwards and creating this beautiful shift that we are helping to be a part of by paying attention to and by praying for. And so we sit in that for a moment, feeling that energy of something different in this home water that we're so familiar with. Maybe it feels like it has more nutrients, or maybe it feels like it's been brought to a more primeval state. Just feeling what that water feels like to you as you float there or swim there. And you might notice now that above you in the sky, there is a different kind of water falling. From above, from a great celestial source, there is a heavenly rain falling into our waters. Beautiful, purifying white light, shining and sparkling from the highest realms, and the source of all universal life force, this heavenly rain, shining light, is raining down into our waters, and it is cleaning, and it is healing, and we can feel it running over our bodies. We can see it shining through even to the other realities, because this rain, this water from the angelic pure land, it transcends all dimensions. Comes from the center of all things. It is pure life. It is pure love. And it is raining down into our seas and into all of the worlds behind the world on our planet. And it is running over our bodies, and it is filling us with joy. And it is running over the bodies of all of the fish and the animals of the ocean, and all of the ocean peoples and all of their tribes, the mermaids and the silkies and all of the others that are so multiformed and unnamed, and there's joyfulness and celebration that is coming down with this rain, and there's hope, and there's the feeling and understanding that there's always more life, and there is always more love, and there is always an inexhaustible source from which all life springs. And water is so connected to that force, and it responds so quickly to that light, and it transforms so quickly because it understands the way that light moves. And so as we see this beautiful rain, this celestial rain falling into all of the water around us, we know that it is beginning to transform and activate not only the water in this dream source that we are a part of, but it is beginning to run from that place down through all of the rivers and streams and lakes of non-ordinary reality, running through to all of the doorways that move into ordinary reality, into the world of form, into our physical oceans and lakes and streams and rivers, and to all of the places in need, most in need of this healing. It is beginning to move through us and through our intention and through the call that we feel within our heart, through our ability to see it and feel it, and to sing it into being with our ways of walking and swimming and dancing and flying in the world. Just by seeing it here in our mind's eye, it is now moving through us and down into the physical waters of our world. And it is mingling with the earth light, and the two are swirling and shining together. Sky and the earth, the inexhaustible healing energies of earth and sky, are moving through the waters in our dream and are moving through the waters in our world. And we can take this moment to imagine one shift that this might cause. One shift in one place or for one being, physical or non-physical. Let's just see one shift with the power of our very powerful imaginations, our spirits that are activating that imagination and making it something more than just imagination. A place where our spirit takes over and it becomes a creative force. Let's see one thing, one shift, that this light that we have witnessed moving through our dreams and into the world, it could be one coral reef that springs back to life, one ocean mammal that is able to evade the loud sounds of the sea traffic and find their home. One shark that escaped the fishermen. One polluted stream that becomes clean. One source of water, clean drinking water needed by a village that becomes purified. Whatever it may be, see one thing right now. One thing could shift. And we know that we are part of this world, and the things that we see activate the body of this world to see and do and become. And we know that our intentions, especially those activated by light and love, have very real results as they move outward from us. And see ourselves in that place once more. Perhaps noticing any other shifts these beautiful energies have brought to the water. Noticing, is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Can you see the moon reflected or the sun shining through the waves? You might notice if there's any other beings around. Ordinary or non-ordinary, be a part of. They may have come closer to you. You may have an animal or spirit ally that has taken part in this with you. You may spend a moment to enjoy beautiful, loving energies of the water. The same way you might enjoy it in ordinary reality, feeling that feeling of pleasantness, of upliftedness as you are there. And we'll thank these waters. You might make an intention to visit this place in physical reality as an action plan from this experience, to share this meditation with that place or with a place like it at another time. And you'll find yourself swimming or slithering back to shore and coming back up onto the shore now, feeling the earth beneath you, the sky above, feeling those feelings of rejuvenation that pure, clean water bring to our body, tingling on our skin, openness in our hearts, feeling that you can feel the earth very solid beneath you, feeling that reciprocal nature between your body and the earth again, feeling the way that it presses up to meet you, the way your body presses down, strong gravity. Breathing deeply into your heart and returning to the breath of the water one last time. As you breathe out, seeing the water in front of you extend back into itself. And as you breathe in, it comes up onto the shore towards your body. Breathing out, it lap back out. And breathing in, rises onto the shore. And you can feel the softness and the peace and your connection to that place. noticing how your body and mind feel. And from this place, we give thanks for our ability to connect, for our health and freedom, to practice these sacred and loving arts together. We give thanks to our guides and our companions of spirit and to each other. We give thanks to the waters of the world that give us life, to our Mother Earth, and to the great cosmos above, rain their light down upon us. May our doors and gates and paths be open, and may the doors and gates between the worlds, and may the doors and gates and paths of any who wish to do us or those we love any harm be closed. May it be so. Circle is open but unbroken. Thank you, my friends.
Oh. Wow, that was fantastic, Kai.
Oh, I'm glad.
I loved it. I loved it. I got to be my selkie self in the water.
Yay. That's awesome. See, that's very powerful. We get to transform too, you know. Yeah. Oh, I have this little, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it. I thought I'd share it with you. I have these beautiful Koshi chimes, and this is the water one. Just a little healing water energy for you.
You know, I have those in my office too, Kai.
Oh, good. Yeah, they're so amazing.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, is everybody back in their body? I hope so. If you've got something you'd like to report to Kai or a question or anything, just *6 to unmute yourself.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's still floating. I did bring him back to shore. I don't know.
it usually takes a while for people to get back. That's why I open it up to questions so that, you know, the people who are still trying can have a few minutes. Yeah. Anybody want to *6 and report anything?
I'm late, and I just was trying to organize what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I do want to know a little more about the chimes that you just played.
Oh, yeah.
I also, I was a beluga whale when I went to the healing, and because I have a connection there.
Yeah.
And I also access the bigger, deeper of the larger whales.
Yeah.
And for the water, the one thing to choose, I recently saw a picture of a dump into some waters, and then I think it was in the northern part of my state, Wisconsin. So I went there for the healing and imaged all the sparkling, beautiful energy among the waters and all the waters down from it. And I could feel the ebb and flow. I live like a long block from the edge of Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
And I could clearly feel, and it actually does have a tiny tide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I really could, I'm sitting at right angles to the coast right now, so I just imagined it coming in front of me and going out, coming in front of me, going out, and I could get into that.
Cool.
So,
That's
it was very nice, very soothing, and I guess that's what I want to say. And maybe at the end you can give some information about the chimes.
Yeah, I could tell you right now. They are spelled K-O-S-H-I.
Okay.
I'll play them one more time for you. That's the water one. They come all four elements. You can buy them in a set, which I did. And they're really beautiful, and I use them for healing work. I do a lot of sound healing work, and I find them really clearing and kind of like, I don't know, I find they kind of clean away a lot of stuff that can rise to the surface during healing. Or sometimes when I've been doing a lot of work during the day, I'll come home and just ring the bells around my head, and it almost kind of has like a crystalline energy. So you can buy them in singles if you just want to get the water. Yeah, I really recommend them. They're one of my favorite instruments. They're very simple and perfect.
Thank
you'll
you.
Find them. You'll find them online. Koshi Chimes. KOSHI.
Thank you, Kai.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Was there someone else on the line?
Someone else started when I started.
Yeah.
hi, this is Dana, and I just wanted to mention when you brought up about the image of something that has happened, and I went back to when the Valdez had the huge oil and how that, I mean, it touched me to the point I was just crying hysterically.
Yeah.
And my dog came and she was like licking my face, like knowing how much distress I was in. And it's kind of timely because I have not bought Exxon gas since that day. But
wow.
My cousin, who's an environmental activist, yesterday had posted that Exxon is now doing some wonderful things for the environment. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe I need to, you know, where other companies aren't. And it's like, well, maybe I need to rethink my mindset that I've had for so long. So maybe healing needs to take place on a lot of levels.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's like, instead of making it about like us against them kind of thing. Yeah, I'm that way with BP right now. You know, I just like, that's the kind of experience that, you know, definitely one of the first.
But it helped to move my heart and heal my heart around that.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, it's Free Child. Thank you so much for that meditation.
You're welcome.
What I needed. And even before you mentioned touching into the sadness, I was crying.
No.
Like I could feel where you were going. And and I live on a lake that's been impacted by a quarry. And last year, the fish just weren't the same. Like I go fishing and thank the fish for giving themselves as food. And their organs were pale. And I was just tears about that, and that there aren't any caddisfly larvae left in the lake this year. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, I had the same feeling when I began, just like I could feel I had tears in my eyes too, like just sitting here. And I don't know, it's been for me, because I do have so much sadness for the waters, I, the only thing that I've been able to do to help be a balm for that for myself, so that I can go on living, you know, is to try to do things to help. So I try to let it be, you know, my gasoline. And that's why I brought it up today, because I know that when we allow ourselves to feel it deeply, instead of pushing it away, it can inspire us towards action and towards doing something with it if we look at it in that way. Yeah.
Okay, is there anybody else? All right. Well, it feels complete then. Kai,
yeah.
I really want to thank you. I just loved this. It was wonderful, and I know I'm going to go back and listen to it again once I get it up on the site.
Thank you.
Friendly,
I'll share it too.
Yeah, please do. I'll send you a link Mm-hmm. And anybody who wants to see what else Kai is into, her website is kaialtair.com. And next month, we're going to have Madeline Walker calling in from England. So Madeline's going to be back to lead us in a fun journey to the waters. So I think what I'm going to do is just unmute everybody so we can all say our chaotic goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you well, and we'll see you next month. Hold on.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, Mary.
Bye-bye.